So, Mike, when was the last time you watched a football game from the seats in the stands?
Have to go back probably 6 or 7 years for me.
Here? In
Lambeau? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you took the job.
Right.
Covering the Packers.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I watched a game from the stands. I think I would have been with my dad.
This would be an awful nice seat right here.
I would like to be sitting here tonight to watch the Packers and the Browns. I'm sorry, the Browns. The Cleveland Browns. The Browns are coming to town.
You're the one from Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And this is great. I really, really like this. I'm going to do this one of these days. Anyhow, this is our game preview video, and we discuss things such as key objectives. What's your key objective for the Packers tonight?
Well, I've got two of them. Number one is to stay healthy. That didn't happen in San Diego. Desmond Bishop was lost to a really bad knee and hamstring injury. Might be out for the season. Devon House was lost to a shoulder injury. We don't really know the long-term status for him. So get out of this game healthy. Number two for me is get the number one offense on track. Three possessions in San Diego, no points, 50-some yards, a couple of turnovers. That's not what they want. They want to be more efficient, more productive against Cleveland.
The key objective for me tonight is for the Packers to further develop young talent on this team. In talking to Dom Capers this week, I was kind of surprised at how much he is counting on young players on the defensive side of the ball. You know, when you're a draft and develop team, develop usually doesn't mean now. You know what I mean? But they are counting on their young players, their draft picks from this year and their young players from a year ago, the DJ Smiths of the world, to be difference makers on this defense this year.
There's some urgency, no doubt.
Yeah. And players to watch along those lines, players to watch. Give me your players to watch tonight.
Well, I'm going to be keeping an eye on the guys at safety. MD Jennings, who's been running with the ones pretty much all through training camp, made a couple of mistakes against San Diego. He admitted he didn't have, you know, the type of game that he wanted. So Anthony Levine, who had an interception in San Diego, rookie Jerron McMillan, you know, they're fighting for that spot, fighting for playing time. MD Jennings wants to redeem himself a little bit, so that's what I'm going to keep an eye on.
For me, Nick Perry and Casey Hayward. And here's why. These are the two guys who are going to improve this defense this year, or we may be right back to where we were a year ago. That the Packers have to get a pass rush and pass defense. That's what's going to improve this defense. They need better rush and better coverage. And right now with Devon House on the shelf for who knows how long, indefinitely, and Desmond Bishop, their best pass rusher a year ago, right, in terms of sacks?
As far as blitzing, yeah.
Right. With Desmond Bishop possibly going for the season, Nick Perry and Casey Hayward were important players. Now they become critically important players. So those are my two guys to watch tonight.
All righty. The Packers, as we know, are quite banged up. They've got a pretty long injury list. The most significant position-wise is at running back. John Kuhn sprained his ankle in practice the other day. If he doesn't play, the Packers are really down to just three running backs. Rookie Mark Tyler, Alex Green, who's been on a snap count coming back from that reconstructive knee surgery, and then rookie fullback Nick Cooper. It doesn't sound like Cedric Benson, the new acquisition this week, is going to play. Mike McCarthy sounded like he wanted him to practice in pads a little bit before he would play in a game. So Packers really thin at running back, and also no Greg Jennings, no JerMichael Finley as far as wide receivers go.
Surprises. Last week, for instance, I thought DeAndre Burrell was going to be a surprise player for them, and then he gets injured.
Yeah.
Can't predict injuries, but give me guys that you think could, or a guy that could step up tonight and announce himself as Vic Soto did a year ago.
I'm curious to watch rookie defensive lineman Mike Daniels. He's been banged up in training camp, you know, missing some time and stuff. He's back now. He practiced all week. He's really shown some flashes in training camp of what they're hoping will be a good inside pass rusher, a guy who can collapse the pocket, disrupt things a little bit. Mike Daniels out of Iowa is a guy I'm definitely going to keep an eye on.
My guy is Andrew Datko, the seventh round offensive tackle from Florida State. Rookie, obviously. He's probably gotten more reps at more positions than anybody on the offensive line in training camp. I mean, clearly he has been showcased as a player the Packers believe has some game in him, and they're trying to get that game out. And it looked to me this week like that's starting to emerge. That game is starting to emerge. They are trying to get him to trust that shoulder that has been a chronic injury problem for him. Trust that shoulder and go ahead and punch, let it rip, and it's starting to look like he's doing that.
Yeah, he's definitely another guy to watch. Really struggled early on in training camp, but he is coming on.
Okay, tonight, the Packers and the Browns here at Lambeau Field. Enjoy the game, folks.